County,
Cartmel,
Lonsdale,
Bolland,
Burness,
File,
Grisdale,
Kendal,
Graduate,
the UK, Europe, and the world.
Live across Lancaster University, this is Bailrig FM News.
87.7 Bailrig FM. Your campus radio station.
The week's top stories.
Two car bombs go off in Spanish capital. Indonesian tourist resort rocked by riots. Sir Warlord Arkan murdered. Crime rate in Lancaster falls. And CCTV to be installed by Lancaster Club. I'm Nicola Jones with Bailrig FM's World and National News. At least two car bombs have reportedly gone off in the Spanish capital, Madrid, this morning, marking the end of the ceasefire by Basque separatist group ETA. One person is believed to have been killed and several others injured. Fighting in Chechnya has been of its most fierce this past week as Russian forces launched an all-out attack on Grozny, the breakaway republic's capital. Chechnya rebels have suffered their worst losses in the war so far, and the Russian army finally looks set for eventual victory. Thousands of people attended Sir Warlord Arkan's funeral yesterday in the Yugoslav capital, Belgrade. Arkan led the feared Tigers pre-military group and has been indicted for war crimes. Arkan was shot dead along with two others on Saturday in Belgrade's Intercontinental Hotel. The Indonesian tourist resort of Lombok has been torn apart by riots as civil unrest spreads throughout the region. Thousands of foreigners have fled from the clashes between Muslims and Christians, in which thousands have so far died. The Sydney flu epidemic, which has led to Britain's worst epidemic in a decade, has now reached Russia. The epidemic has claimed victims from Russia's European borders to the Chinese borders, with 70 of its 89 provinces being affected, although Moscow has so far escaped. A law banning dancing on Sundays is to be changed, Home Office officials have decided. Many nightclubs have already overcome this rule by charging membership fees instead of openly selling tickets. The move brings Wales and England in line with Scotland and the rest of Europe, where Sunday dancing was allowed in the 1970s. It has been reported that Sabutio, the world-famous flick-to-kick table football game, is facing the axe. Hasbro, the game's makers, blame the move on the appeal of computer games. In its heyday, in the 60s and 70s, more than 300,000 of the miniature teams were sold each year.
87.7 Bailrig FM.
Bailrig FM News.
Figures released this week showed a dramatic fall in crime in Lancaster and the surrounding area. The figures showed a 12% drop, a total of 1,645 cases, 484 of which were in Lancaster itself. However, the number of road accidents have increased. Amazingly, the dramatic increase in racial incidents has been treated as a police success. The number of incidents reported has increased from 27 to 87. Police have, however, related this increase to the encouragement given to victims to come forward as a result of the Stephen Lawrence case. The introduction of CS spray also seems to have been a success, with police using it on 66 occasions in Lancaster and the surrounding area. Lancaster has won £60,000 of funding to install closed-circuit television in the city's main clubbing areas. The camera in Cable Street, which is close to the bus station, will cover the Sugar House, Elemental and Liquid nightclubs. Lancaster CID has stated that the camera was needed to clamp down on an increase in crime in the area. Taxi fares are facing an increase of 4p per mile after a request from the local Hackney Proprietors Association, so save a few more pennies after your night out to get home. The minimum fare will increase from £1.40 to £1.50 if no public objections are made in the next few weeks. If the increase attracts no adverse comments from customers, the price change will occur as soon as possible.
Bailrig 87.7 FM.
And now with all the latest sports news, here's Bailrig FM sports correspondent Paul Turner.
The England cricket team ended their disappointing Test match series in South Africa with an unconventional win in Pretoria this week, as both sides forfeited an innings to ensure a result after rain severely disrupted play. The first day of the test saw signs of what was to come, as South Africa were only able to bat for two of the three sessions. The next 3 days were all lost to rain, and when the skies cleared on Tuesday, it seemed as though a draw was inevitable and South Africa would simply get some more batting practice. The two captains, Hansie Cronje and Nasser Hussain, came to a deal, however, whereby the South Africans would declare and the two sides would then each forfeit an innings, so leaving England with a target of 249 from 76 overs. England made the target for a loss of 8 wickets thanks to major contributions to Alex Stewart with 73 and Michael Vaughan with 69. A middle order collapse could not prevent a victory, and Darren Goff scored the winning runs with 5 balls to spare.
Bailey, 87.7 FM.
Leicester City won through to the 5th round of the FA Cup this week by the virtue of a penalty shootout. Leicester knocked out the 1998 Cup winners Arsenal in a tight game at Filbert Street on Wednesday, mostly thanks to 2 magnificent goalkeeping performances from Tim Flowers and Piggy Arfaxad. Throughout the game and into extra time, Flowers was able to deny Arsenal the goal that would have sent them through thanks to a series of great saves from Arsenal strikers Davor Suker and Thierry Henry, and some remarkable reflex saves from Patrick Vieira. Arsenal had the majority of chances but were unable to convert them, and when in the second period of extra time Leicester's England forward Emil Heskey broke free at the edge of the area, they had to thank their own goalkeeper David Seaman for pulling off a quick reaction save. When the game went to penalties, it was Arfaxad who was always going to be either the hero or the villain. He had been brought on for Flowers after he suffered a reoccurrence of a knee injury that had kept him out of the Leicester side recently. Arfaxad saves Arsenal's first penalty from Lee Dixon and then proceeded to watch as the next 7 penalties were all put away. Stephen Oakes only needed to beat David Seaman to put Leicester through, but Seaman saved and it went to sudden death. Arsenal were undone when Gilles Grimondi saw his penalty saved superbly down to his right by Arfaxad, sending Leicester through to the next round. Sheffield Wednesday and Chelsea also booked their places in the 5th round, with victories over Wolverhampton Wanderers and Nottingham Forest respectively. And now, with news of how our local football teams are performing on and off the pitch, here's Bailrig FM sports correspondent Martin O'Boyle.
Bailrig 87.7 FM.
Lancaster City faced Bradford Park Avenue in the Unibong League Cup quarter-final at Giant Axe this Saturday, hoping that Tuesday night's farce is not repeated. The Dollies were due to face Worksop in an FA Trophy replay, but referee Jeremy Smith called off the game due to a dense fog at 7:50pm, much to the annoyance of the travelling supporters from Nottinghamshire. The game will be replayed on Tuesday night, the winners entertaining lowly Workington in the next round. Morecambe's manager Jim Harvey has been named assistant manager to Northern Ireland's international team. The Shrimps boss was invited by new manager Sammy McElroy to take up the position, which will see Harvey heavily involved with Northern Ireland Euro 2002 qualifying campaign. Harvey will remain a full-time employee of Morecambe, but the deal is still to have received the blessing of Shrimps chairman Rod Taylor, who ultimately has the final word. Blackburn take on Barnsley at Oakwell on Saturday, with speculation that a Premiership keeper may be joining their ranks. Rovers have been linked with a move for unsettled Everton stopper Thomas Myra as a solution to the club's goalkeeping problems. The Norwegian keeper is thought to be looking for a move away from Goodison, whilst Rovers are short of cover and goal. Preston North End take on Wickham at Deepdale tomorrow without experienced winger David Ayres, who's suffering from a hairline fracture on his ribs. And you can hear live reports on either Preston or Lancaster by tuning into the sports show on Saturday. Coverage begins at 3:00pm.
One of the success stories of last term in the Bursa League, the men's rugby first team travel to Aberdeen this Wednesday to renew their quest for end of season silverware. The squad, who carried a 100% record through the group stages, are hoping that the long journey will not have any adverse effect on their form and that they can secure a win to set them on the road to the finals. The other Bursa teams to have reached the knockout stages, including the men's football team and basketball side, go into action on the 2nd of February and will be bringing you more details of their fixtures next week. The card shield table at the end of last term made for a surprising read as the holders failed to find themselves within the top 3 positions. Leading the pack are Pendle with 81 points, closely followed by Cartmel with 77 and Bowland with 75. Fylde are in 4th place with only 55 points from the event so far. At the bottom of the pile line last year's early leaders Furness, who have only managed to accumulate 33 points so far this season. This weekend sees the semi-finals and finals of the hockey competition, and in the sports hall the squash tournament will be decided.
Bailrig 87.7 FM.
And finally, Ted Hankey became the Embassy World Darts champion last Sunday by whitewashing Ronnie Baxter by 6-0 in the final. Hankey, who was an amateur only 2 years ago, trounced the victory over the number 2 seed in less than an hour. It was only the day before that Hankey had broken the record for the highest number of 180s thrown in a match, when he threw 22 in defeating Chris Mason. Hankey, who is known as the Count on the circuit and enters the stage wearing a black cape and Dracula teeth, is rumoured to have retired to his silk-lined coffin for a good sleep. For Bailrig FM News, I'm Paul Turner.
Bailrig 87.7 FM. Bailrig FM.
The week's top stories.
2 car bombs go off in Spanish capital. Indonesian tourist resort rocked by riots. Sir Warlord Arkin murdered. Crime rate in Lancaster falls, and CCTV to be installed by Lancaster clubs.
Bellrig FM News is produced and presented by the Bellrig FM News team. Next scheduled update is on Top of the Hour.
87.7 Bellrig FM.